Consciousness airs every Thursday at 5 on WFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show, coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfability Freakout at 6 p.m., Freeform Music at 7 p.m., Roots, Rock, and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m.
Welcome to See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht. I'm joined in the studio by Linda Evans. Sorry, our fire up music was just not happening today. So
Hopefully that's...
I know, hopefully that's not...
that's not... Are we... Okay. We're fine. We're going to be fine.
I know, just a little bit, you know, might be a little flatter getting going. Right. Without the Moulin Rouge.
Right.
The but show that, must go on.
But that doesn't mean... So we pre-recorded an interview that we'll play in a little bit. So hopefully we'll be able to play that.
Right, considering it's coming through the same source.
We'll right, that's what I'm a little, I'm like, okay, the music doesn't bother me, but I'd like to play the interview.
You know, we've talked with John Telford and Diane Pritchard enough, we could probably just recreate it.
Like, right.
I could be John, play you could be part. Diane.
Right, okay.
Yeah, actually, that's a neat little acting idea.
We should.
We should flip roles at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Right. So there's some stuff going on in theater.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Sad to find out today about something that wasn't going on in theater, which is in the Virginia Theater,
right.
Which is that Ebertfest has decided to put the brakes on 2021 Ebertfest, which was going to happen middle of next month, I think, and now it is going to be punted to April, which is
which
usual
is the right,
time
which is
spot.
The normal time spot, but it's been punted already, and so then they were going to do it soon, and then because of COVID resurgence and new variants,
right?
They were going to have all audience members proof of vaccination and things like that, and even with all that, I guess they didn't think it was going to be safe. So it's a little bit sad.
It's obviously sad for all of the people who were counting on it to go to the theater, to have some continued return of normalcy and of just a really great theatrical tradition in Champaign. It's sad at the same time. It also is a little worrying because obviously that was done with a lot of thought towards where this trend is going and how safe it's going to be in indoor spaces with other people. And so we've been celebrating over the past few months all of this excitement of theater companies returning, of seasons getting announced, of auditions happening, and of starting to go to shows ourselves. And now we are, you know, kind of back in gray area. You and I made a big decision last week after having a guest in the studio that was going to be the last time we did that.
Right. And that's why we pre-recorded the interview that we're going to play later. So we've decided we're in the same bubble, so to speak. So it's okay for us to be in here together. But because it's too hard to speak into the microphones with masks and not worth the safety risk to have people in the studio with us anymore. So that's okay. We still have Parker doing editing and the show must go on and all that. So
right.
It'll be fine.
And also with as busy as theater people are, it is nice to have the fallback of Zoom.
Right.
To not try to base our show around each week who can get in here at 5:30 on Thursday, but because I don't know that John and Diane could have. Also, we get a multiple guests from different locations at the same time. And I think that we as teachers and other artistic people have done, and just anybody who's done who wants to communicate better with their loved ones and important people in their lives have gotten better and better at the remote technology using Zoom or other means. And so it was great this week to be able to talk to the guests that we wanted to talk to, irrespective of schedules.
Right.
There's a bright side to that. There's not, you know, auditions and rehearsals and theater performances, not so easy. So,
right. and everybody's having to make the decision on the fly. Things are changing all the time. But I think one thing, I was just desperately trying to double check on this, but last I heard, the IMC is still hosting Black Voices Theater production comedy show, which I believe is a fundraiser. And that is supposed to happen at the IMC, which is in downtown Urbana in the old post office. And I think that doors open at 6 p.m. We will put a link to that on our Facebook page. And I think you have to buy tickets ahead of time. And it said that you could buy them through the IMC website. So we will post a link for that. I hope people can go and support that. It sounds like a lot of fun. I think there's going to be an auction of some kind. Maybe it's a silent auction, I think, and lots of fun things besides just performances. And it's a great group to support. And it's nice to see live things happening at the IMC again. I totally trust that they're doing things safely.
And yeah, and we're planning on being at the IMC on Sunday to do some play reading.
Right, but
which
that's...
will be really fun.
Right, that's a closed group, not an open thing.
I wasn't inviting anybody else to it. I was just saying, like, we are availing ourselves of the space to do something theater-related.
Right.
Sorry, you cannot come and join us, listeners. But that is the sort of thing that we like to hear of other groups that are doing, especially groups that are looking to expose themselves to
non-COVID
expose
things.
Themselves to viruses. No, expose themselves to, you know, new forms of theater, new authors, new new styles of plays and performances. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing some reading and listening to people read. And that will be a good thing to do.
Right.
And we trust it will be done safely. We've also got, in terms of things that are happening, we've got auditions continuing to roll through. Last week we talked about how ELF auditions were just about to happen. And this is a adult musical of ELF that's going to be put on by the DLO Musical Theater in Danville. 19-year-old Jerry Strain is going to be taking the helms of directing this, which is really exciting. And we got to see a number of familiar faces in the cast: Brian Good, Rodney Woodworth, Craig Crudwit, and Sam Gaig, and some other, Terry Sturdivant. So there are lots of names that we've seen in Champaign Theater that are hitting the road, getting on the interstate, because over the last 6 months, you pretty much had to go east to Danville or go west to Bloomington if you wanted to do theater.
Mm-hmm.
However, that's all changing.
With Doubt,
Doubt, which we're going to talk about in a minute, which has already had auditions and has a cast in place. And then there are... three other auditions coming up, which is Parkland has auditions this Saturday for She Kills Monsters. We have posted about it on our Facebook page. Parkland Theater has an event on their Facebook page. It is just a one-day window from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. this Saturday. She Kills Monsters, dressed in comfortable clothes, shoes. They'll do movement, vocal exercises, games. Sounds like you should go just for that.
I know. It sounds,
fun. Callbacks that same day with sides and scenes. I don't think you need to prepare anything. You just go.
Just be in comfy shoes and ready to perform.
Director Michael O'Brien is casting 4 males and 6 to 8 females for the show, all between the ages of 15 and 30-ish. Where do we fit in with ish?
Ish, yeah.
How big is ish?
I don't know. It'd have to be pretty big.
Rehearsals are starting September 20th, and then the performances are going to run in the early November. Check that out. It's just, it's great. We got to see a show at Parkland with Kingdom of Dreams a couple weeks ago. It was great to be back in there, and I think that they... especially at an academic institution, they're going to be taking all sorts of good precautions if they're able to continue. So
right, and especially since there's new information coming down from the governor today about institutions like colleges and things like that, people having to be vaccinated. So
right,
yeah. So things are changing all the time. So
it's interesting on the audition, like for the Elf auditions last week, they specifically said that you have to be vaccinated. I don't see that on either on the She Kills Monsters audition page. Also, Heartland Theater, who we can't say enough good things about Heartland in Bloomington. They have auditions for Human Terrain, which is September 7th and 8th. So I guess that would be just in the Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe.
That's so tempting. That sounds like such a great show to be a part of.
I know. And there's like somebody in my demographic, too. I've acted, the director is Sandy Zielinski, who did Leading Ladies. I'm sure I've mentioned that every time I've talked about the fact that they're doing the show. But Sandy's a really special director. This is going to be a three-week run. But auditions are coming up on the 7th and 8th of September during the evening, 7 to 10 p.m. Again, our information, it's on our Facebook page, also on Heartland Theater's Facebook page. I had not heard of this play before reading about it. When this came out, it's very contemporary. It's set in Iraq. It has issues of gender, issues of grief, issues of war, and all of the dilemmas of being an American and trying to do the right thing in the world, which...
Especially right now with everything going on in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
It's timely, sadly. So, it's a messy... And for some of you, probably a must audition for.
right.
And Coalescence Theater Project presents Daisies. Have we talked about that before? On Harlem's doorstep?
No, I think we shared a post about it.
Right. And that's streaming tickets are available through ShowTix for you. And it's streaming September 3rd through the 5th at 7:30 p.m. That looks very interesting as well. We'll definitely have to check that out. Really want to check out anything that Coalescence does.
Yeah.
So.
And then completing our sweep of Central Illinois cities, Decatur's Noises Off has been cast, and they are moving forward. They just started rehearsals 2 days ago. Noises Off will be in the middle of October, so we'll be keeping an eye on that as it gets closer. I think that covers our audition and coming soon segment of the show.
And as usual, let us know if you have anything that you want us to promote or talk about on the show, theater related. It's WFT 90.1 FM.
And now we'll had the opportunity this week, like I said earlier, to talk with Diane Pritchard and John Tilford of Twin City Theater Company. Twin City Theater Company operating without a home since the So Do Theater. Became the Axe Bar. So I don't know. There's probably something witty to say about Twin City Theater getting the axe
yeah.
or something.
Right.
But the great thing, as theater companies have done,
we're resilient
beyond,
people.
Yes, the show must go on. And so in the case of Doubt a Parable, they are going to be utilizing the Monticello theater space, which Monticello, I've been to their theater. It's
which you'll hear all in the interview. Don't
so easy to get.
Let's
to.
Not talk about everything we talked about in the interview.
I was trying to dance around it that I talked about in the thing. So without any further ado,
we'll see if this will work. No.
Here's our interview just yesterday with John Tilford and Diane Pritchard.
Fledgling little radio show. Diane Pritchard and John Tilford, welcome back to See You at the Show. How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Thank you very much.
And we are having you on because we were super excited to see that you are moving forward with a fall season.
Twin City.
What did I say?
No, you didn't say who they were from.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. I just wanted to
That's
put that in there.
That's appropriate stepping in. You take it from here.
No, yeah. So we saw that Twin City Theater is going to do a live show coming up.
Can you tell us
a little bit about Doubt?
Well, we originally planned to produce Doubt in April of 2020, and everybody knows what happens then. First, we lost the venue at Soto Theater. So we were offered the space at Monticello Theater Association. Our friends over there said their fall spring show had fallen through. Come do it there. We had one rehearsal and then boom, pandemic. So we really wanted to do the show. When things looked like they were going to loosen up, we contacted MTA again, found a space that worked in end of September, September 18, 19, 24, 25, 26. And we contacted the cast. They said they were all in. And then we did have to replace director Dustin Yoakam, originally scheduled to direct, had to step back because he's involved in an MBA program. So I had worked with Alexis Jordan Webb, who just finished her master's in theater with at the U of I. She was directing a small scene for Latrell Bright's acting or directing class that I was in. So I thought, I'll ask her. And she decided to step forward and do it. So she's really excited. We had to replace one cast member, but that fell into place very quickly. So we are moving ahead. And as we say, there's no doubt Life Theater is back.
Which is really exciting for us.
She
really
say that as much as she can.
Yeah, right. I know. We saw that.
So what is the last show that Twin City did prior to the pandemic?
It was Bus Stop.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah, that was such a great use of the Soto Theater space. You really kind of sent it out in style with reconfiguring, like complete flipping of the space. And that was just a wonderful show.
Well, we thought that use of the space was very clever. And so we went with it. Yeah.
Well, and I think that also is inspiring, as you said earlier when we were talking before we came on the air, that you're looking for new space to perform in on either a temporary or kind of like permanent basis going forward. And we've thought about that too. And we've looked at spaces and it may take something non-conventional to answer this, to fill this void.
Mm-hmm.
And because I guess what you ended up using for Bus Stop was essentially, there was nothing raised over in that side of the building, was there?
No.
It was all same level.
Yeah. And that worked out quite well, because I think I sat even pretty far towards the rear and I had no problem seeing anything. It, you know, definitely it seemed as though
we took time and sat in every seat. Yes, we did.
Strategize the actors because there were several inconvenient poles.
Right. But you dealt with it really well.
You're like, no, guys, you need to move this over to this point. And
let's fight over here.
Right.
I had a college professor whose big thing was that you can do theater anywhere. And I always think of him when I'm challenged with the space or lack of space or a different type of space. So I always think of him and, well, yeah, theater can happen any place. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. And especially now that we're going through the pandemic and everything, you know, we have to think outside the box in lots of different ways. So it's great that you guys are still going to do, that you're going to go through with some live theater. Can you tell us a little bit about what Doubt's about?
It takes place in 1964 in a Catholic high school in the Bronx. The principal of the school, Sister Aloysius, who I am playing, is a very strict, authoritarian, old school nun. And she has great suspicions about the interaction between a young priest in the parish and the school's only African-American boy. I want to emphasize that the play is not about child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. It is about how different people perceive situations and the conclusions they draw and the interactions that proceed from those assumptions. It's a cerebral play. It is pretty high drama. There's only four characters, the two mentioned, in addition to a younger nun who is the boy's teacher and his mother. The audience may be left with more questions than answers at the end of the show. I don't want to give anything away, but it will give you some room to think. And we thought that perhaps it is even more pertinent in this time with the pandemic of perceiving different situations than even it was a year and a half ago. So we just were really committed to putting this on.
Yeah, well, we're really excited about the cast. We've been spending some time with Jalen and Misty in various situations lately, and they're both wonderful actors and just kind of general theater people. Jalen's a great director as well, great young director. So when I saw this at the Station Theater back in 2007, Kay Holly was in it, Stephen King was in it, I tried to look online to see who the rest of the cast was. Do either of you remember that?
I don't remember because he stopped by the farmer's market booth one day and was talking about it.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe I just remember seeing him there because he was in almost everything back then.
Yeah,
you're right, he was.
And so it seems as though it is interesting anyway that you have two Black actors in a play involving the Black child. Now, that is not have to be that way, is that right?
It was director's choice to cast Sister James as an African American. She looked at the script. There wasn't anything specifying the ethnicity of that particular character, even though I think traditionally it has been a white character, but Alexis made that choice.
That's great. That's good.
I think it's put an interesting spin on it.
Right. Yeah. It does. It does. And I don't remember seeing this play before, but I thought it was interesting that the boy is not actually a character. And
no, he's not. Not in the play. Out.
Right. So, I'm guessing
talked about that last night.
Right.
What kind of things would have happened if the boy did appear and how different the play would have been. So,
right.
Well, that would be the movie.
Right.
Famously starring magnificent cast of Philip Seymour Hoffman, Meryl Streep, Amy Adams, and Viola Davis. All four got Oscar nominations for their roles. Nobody won. The script won Best Play, in addition to a few other Tonys and the Pulitzer that year. So it's got some creds.
Yeah.
We're not familiar with Casey Long, who's playing Father Flynn. Have either of you acted with him before?
I have. Casey was a Parkland Theater student, probably 10 years ago or so. I acted with him in Nick Schneider's productions of The Christmas Carol. And he was also kind of a background character in one of J.W. Morissette's, one of the Nonsense series that he put on at Parkland. Casey and I are like, oh, together again. tried to go make theater work for him in Chicago, didn't work out so well, moved back. He's a native Monticello boy. Interesting fun fact, his father used to have his business in half of the building that is now the MTA Theater.
So that's nice.
That's just a cool little thing.
Yeah. I've only been to one show ever at the Monticello Theater, and I think I was surprised at what a good space it was. The stage is quite elevated, at least it was at the time I went there, probably four or five feet off of the ground. Mm-hmm. And then the audience is just flat. It's just chairs, right?
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Has Monticello done any theater since pandemic, or will this be the first time anything's happened in that space?
That will be the first time.
Production of Chicago, just at the end of the summer, a student production of Chicago that they did in that space.
Okay.
And I didn't see it, so I don't know what kind of precaution. I can't tell you about the production.
I saw it. They had the audience masks. They had masks available, hand sanitizer available. The cast was unmasked, so they asked the audience to be, which is going to be our procedure also. we'll have sanitizer and mask available. Our show is probably will be only a little over an hour long, maybe 70, 75 minutes, if that. No intermission, so that's going to reduce interaction. Right. We're also asking patrons to purchase their tickets online to reduce interaction and congestion at the box office table, and also wear your mask regardless of vaccination status.
And so will there be no concession then also?
We might, I think we might have concessions just available before the show, just on a donation basis, you know, pick up what you want.
I found that that makes the masking seem more optional when they're having, and when we went to see, we've gone to a couple shows in Danville at the Fisher Theater, and then the other one was at the, what's her name? Carolyn?
The theater right down the street.
Yeah, anyway, so we've been to a couple there, and they, and in both situations, they did not have concessions to facilitate more mask usage. That's something to think about. Yeah. And you said there's no intermission then of a show that length.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. And so Twin City Theater Companies, no doubt, will be September 18th. You have three nights and two matinees. We'll put all those dates online.
And it's just doubt, not no doubt.
Did I say no doubt?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Gwen Stefani plays Sister Island.
That's awesome. It wasn't completely a slip, because on the your post room yesterday, it says there's no doubt live theater is back.
Right. Yeah.
And I was, and so I just skipped.
I know. Yeah. And no doubt is,
I don't know. Maybe as people are filing into the theater, we can have some no doubt playing. I don't know if that sets the appropriate mood for the show.
Maybe not.
Is there any music?
We haven't really talked about that yet. We talked about some churchy kind of hymns, perhaps, for just background music while the audience is being seated. Otherwise, probably not.
And,
as you're thinking forward to the next show that you guys might be doing for Twin City, are there any sneak peeks that you can tell us about? Any shows that you have thinking about?
We're reading.
Yeah.
we looked at what we were going to do during the COVID era, and we're still looking at a couple of things that are possible. So no, I'm not. It's going to be a surprise.
And for anyone listening that might have space for Twin City to put on a show, let us know. Yeah.
Ideally, we'd like to find a space where we can have a home. People were just starting to recognize us and find us at SoDo. And now, at the farmer's market, people come up to the booth and say, where are you located? And we're like, well.
And do you maintain a weekly presence at the farmer's market?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yep.
Every Saturday at Lincoln Square, our shining faces and bright demeanors.
Do you dance or sing or offer any entertainment for the?
I have been known to sing.
Yeah, we've been known to break into song, and I might bring an instrument sometime. Maybe you'll just have to come and see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's some more reason to get up and get out.
Yeah,
we have a lot of fun. We see a lot of friends at the market. We get our name out. You know, we
sign up for our mailing list.
Mm-hmm. We love it.
Great. Yeah, we haven't gone at all this year.
Right. So now we have theater purposes.
Yeah, another reason to go.
Does that make it tax deductible, like our gas?
No. We should ride our bikes. Yes. Anyway.
All right. Well, thank you for coming back to see you at the show. We'd love to talk to you both. We'd love to promote Twin City Theater Company. You've done great work, and we're excited about your future. And if there's anything See You at the Show can do to help make that a success, we're happy to help.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for your time and all you've done for local theater. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We can't wait till September 18th, 7:30 p.m. We'll be at Monticello Theater Association.